Okay, welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. I'm getting a little bit excited here, Leanna. We just pounded the table. Mm-hmm. We just talked about an opportunity that many Canadians need to explore, especially if you're transitioning to your living in retirement. But one question we have, and that we get all the time on a regular basis from our listeners, how do you do it? How do you build that portfolio to seize the opportunities that you see globally? We call it the growth bucket. Mm-hmm. Let's go through the steps. Let's actually open it up, share our secrets of what we do and why we've been able to help so many Canadians fulfill their goals on retirement when it comes to the investment side.
Well, and Faisal, you're the lead portfolio manager on the growth side. So maybe let's start with the things that you look at and consider when you're starting to set out what your strategy looks like.
Okay, let's go with the first part of this. If you're sitting at home and you're doing this yourself or you're working with an advisor, the number one thing you need to do is do the financial calculation of what's your lifestyle going to look like and can the assets that you have support the lifestyle that you need. We call that a retirement plan, but there has to be the calculation need to be done. Step two, once you've established that and it's a check mark, you can do it, separate your assets into two different buckets to start with. Bucket number one, we call the income bucket. Do not invest in the stock market when you have money for income. This is money you set aside in different accounts from a tax-efficient way so that you can draw on the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years. We use 10 years in our example because it's the most efficient, has the highest probability of success, but let's go, you can choose between 1 and 10 years. Okay, the rest of your money, their job, is to grow and replenish that income money, the money you just spent over the last 1, 3, 5, or 10 years. So that growth bucket has a specific mandate. Number one, you cannot take huge amounts of volatility. So start off by looking at the global economy and understanding where the risks lie, where the opportunities lie, but focus on risk mitigation, number one. You do not want to take big swings in your portfolio. Everybody loves the returns they see of the market. Nobody loves the volatility they receive in the market.
I'm going to throw this in there. If you're thinking about not taking big swings, though, is it right to include things like GICs on the growth side of your portfolio?
Possible. And I'm not a big fan of GICs. You just heard in the last couple of episodes or segments that we just did on why I'm pounding the table, because I think bonds have a better opportunity than ever before, or at least in the last 15, 16 years. That being said, you now have to build the portfolio. We use 5 pillars. When you look at all the pension plans around the world, they don't put all the money into one company or one index or one country. They diversify. And they diversify amongst 5 different areas. Number one is fixed income. GICs is part of that fixed income piece, or bonds from around the world. Number two, as Canadians, you want to have some Canadian equities. Now you can decide which companies are suited for you. Number three is U.S. and international equities. We have to be humbled enough to know that Canada doesn't mean anything to the world, but the world means everything to Canada. And then there's 2 other pillars that are out there that people kind of just don't know about, haven't been exposed to, or just have not been given that opportunity to see it. One is alternative trading investments. And we just had a conversation with Algonquin Capital. And not only do they buy bonds, but they sell short on bonds, they buy futures, they're using an alternative way to trade to get the returns that they need without taking more risk. Mm-hmm. So that's an opportunity. Then there's alternative yielding. Alternative yielding, we called it alternative investments. Look at private credit, private equity, real estate, mortgages, structured notes, the list goes on. That place is designed to minimize the volatility and give you market-like performance. So the challenge is, how much of your money do you put in each? How do you diversify globally? What individual investments do you put into your portfolio? And how much of a weight should you put into it? When we go through our portfolio mechanics, if we're going to buy a company let's say a big tech company, we have to understand that there is a said volatility in owning that company. Is it suitable? Can you handle the volatility? The more weight that you put into it, the more volatility you need to expect. And so you need to understand what volatility really means to you and literally count how much dollars are you willing to be down at any point in time.
Well, and that's the other thing you get questions about every once in a while. Everybody loves the upside. Yep. They want to make money. They want to see the number goes up, but they never want to see that number go down. Or there are some people who have come out and been very explicit about the fact that I don't want to see the number in my portfolio go down. Is that a reasonable expectation if you're looking for long-term growth?
Anybody asking for better than GIC performance but wants GIC security is not seeing the world in reality. And all due respect to them, I understand what you want, but it's not reality. You will take on some risk. You will take on some volatility. Now it's volatility management. It's risk management. And so when I look at our portfolio on a daily basis, I look at the volatility and can we handle that? Let me give you an example. During the big drop recently in the stock market, and I'll pick on the S&P 500 because it's the most diversified global index out there. So the S&P 500 fell 22%. Our portfolio wasn't even close to that. We were less than 10%. So we're not taking stock market volatility, but we're getting stock market-like performance. By having five pillars, by understanding how much weight you put behind each pillar, understanding your security selection, understanding the volatility and risk of that security selection, and the weighting of all those securities, put together, build a portfolio. Here's what generally happens with individual investors or investors that are working with some of our peers. They put a collection of good ideas at the time, and they don't build a portfolio based on the overall exposure. They go, hey, this company's good, let's throw it in there. Oh, hey, that company is good, let's throw it in there. How much do you put in? What kind of weight? What kind of risk? All that stuff needs to be addressed. And I think that's what's being missed. So when we build a portfolio, I'm making it sound easier than it really is. There's a lot of work in this. And we've built enough systems in our place over the 26 odd years I've been doing this. That's why I can make it sound so easy. It's not easy, but it takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And I think with the biggest piece, and I've talked about this the last show with Dave, and I think I'm going to say it again, no one measures risk until risk hits them in the face. Mm-hmm. And so you've been working with clients. You've been having these conversations about volatility. It wasn't a very easy year last year. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of volatility. Mm-hmm. What are some of the reactions and some of the commentary you have around people handling the volatility?
There are some people who are totally fine with the volatility portion of it, and there are others who don't like seeing that dollar value decrease. People always look at downside in dollars. So that's maybe something to think about. What dollar decrease can you withstand in your portfolio? That'll give you an idea of what your actual risk tolerance is.
Let's talk about risk and return and the opportunities of growth for your retirement at our upcoming seminars.
Our next seminar is in Lethbridge. It's on Tuesday, February 13th at the Sandman Signature in Lethbridge. The next in Calgary is on March 5th, and that is at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
That's it for another edition of More Than Money. On behalf of Leanne and myself, thank you for joining us on QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.